Hi there, welcome to A Wee Blether About, a podcast from the academic skills team at UWS. My name's Linda Riches and I'm one of the academic skills advisors at the university. And all my colleagues are here today. Hi, Carly.
Hi, Linda.
Hi, Mary.
Hiya.
Hi, John.
Hi, Linda.
And we thought what we would do today is have a chat about a bit of software that can really help you with your studies. And it's probably a bit of software that a lot of students don't realise they can access. It's called TextAid. And you might already be using a spell checker. You might already be using different bits of software to help you maybe put together a reference list or with your writing. But you might not know that there's a bit of software that can listen to any text and read it back to you, and it's free for UWS students to use. So we thought we would not give you every detail of what TextAid can do, but maybe highlight some of the key things that it can do and really encourage you to go and have a little look at it and try it for yourself. So we'll start off, Carly, can you just tell us a little bit about what TextAid is and maybe how it's different to other bits of software that people might have encountered?
Yeah, so TextAid is a cloud-based tool, which means that it can be accessed online through your web browser. It can be accessed on your computer and more easily online as opposed to downloading an application like you have to do with some other assistive technologies. And TextAid can be used to help you proofreading and writing and reading throughout your entire kind of assessment formulation process. So this is something that's available to all UWS students. So that's quite unique to TextAid as well. UWS students get free access to TextAid tools, helps with reading, spelling, comprehension, working memory, concentration as well. And because it is cloud-based, you don't need to worry about it working on a specific device. You can log into it from wherever you are. If you're using a university computer and then you go home and you want to continue what you were working on, it's cloud-based, so you can pick things up where you left off. We'll get into the tools and the features in a little bit here, but you know the basics of what it can do, it can help you with. Again, you can use it on any device, but it can help to proofread your work. You can use it to help annotate text that you're reading if you're reading some academic literature. You can use it to translate text, which some students might need to use. There's a really good word prediction tool on there and an enhanced spell checker as well, and some other features.
Yeah, so a lot of features that you might see that would be quite useful that you might have seen elsewhere and sort of bringing them all together. There's a couple of particular tools that we thought we would highlight. I think, John, you were going to talk a little bit about it's very good for reading sort of PDFs, so say journal articles, and you can upload that into TextAid. What is the sort of feature that makes that quite useful and quite helpful for students?
Well, the thing is with PDFs, especially journal articles, you can often be very kind of dense text. They're often kind of black text on white backgrounds. And for certain students, it can make it very difficult to actually read those texts and engage with them. The great thing about TextAid is it's got what's called a text mode on there, and you can essentially can change the format, the font, the background, the spacing between words to make something like a journal article more easily readable. And so that changing the display settings just to kind of be able to maybe concentrate more when you're reading. And the great thing about it is it saves your settings when you open up another document. It remembers the settings that you've got saved and will apply those for the next document that you're trying to read. So that's a really great feature on there. And they've also got things like a reading ruler, which helps you to maybe focus on a particular line. And yeah, I think it's just a great tool for making concentration easier when reading kind of very dense texts, I would say.
Yeah, and they're all quite easy to access. So, for example, the ruler, you can just click on and off. It's not complicated. So, I really like that as well, because I think sometimes when you see those PDFs and you're just like, oh, where am I going with this? Mm. And it just looks, it's off-putting before you even start reading, whereas that sort of text mode just simplifies it all. And it does, I think, help with focus. What about, Mary, I think there's a tool as well that can sort of help if people prefer to listen rather than read. Can you explain a little bit about that?
Yeah, absolutely. So any text you put into it, whether it's a PDF or a Word document, you can just get that read aloud. and you can kind of customize the voice a wee bit so that kind of suits your processing speed, which is very good. If you'd like to be a little bit more deliberate, you can slow it down. I think you can even choose accents as well, so anything that just sounds kind of more natural to you, or if it helps you pay attention, maybe one that's less familiar to you so that you're really listening hard. But one thing that I found some students do quite like is you can actually download the audio file, so you could put in kind of quite a long article or chapter and then download it and basically listen to it like a podcast. So if you're somebody who will listen well to a podcast kind of on the bus or in the car, you might favor that than actually kind of reading through visually, if you think you can kind of remember the important information or at least just get a gist of what the overall argument was, better than sitting down with a page and kind of blanking at the end of that, you know.
Yeah, and that allows you to be more versatile as well. So like we're always recommending that you listen to this podcast while you're doing something, while you're on the bus or whatever, you can actually then extend that to maybe some of your reading and just listen to that as well. Yeah.
And I guess you could put your own assignments in as well and see if your essay makes a good podcast or not, or if your line of thought is clear and go and change it.
Yeah, yeah. So just some little features there, and we would really encourage students to have a look at TextAid. If someone is interested in looking at it, Carly, how do they access it? Is it straightforward?
It's really straightforward. I feel like it's the most straightforward technology to really access. So you can access it just by using your student ID or your banner ID and password, and that will allow you to activate your UWS student account on TextAid. If you go to our website under the study support tool section, you can do this really easily. And there's also lots of videos and resources, guides and whatnot that you can use to better understand the various features. But as we said before, they're really easy to turn on and off, and pretty much everything that you need is on the screen. There's no hidden features. They're all right there for you. So lots of guidance there for you to start using it.
Yeah. Yeah. And like you say, there's some quite useful little starter guides there as well. So so that's just a little insight into TextAid. Obviously, if you see us in an appointment and we mention it, or you mention it, you know, we're quite happy just to point you in the right direction, so that you can have a sort of little play around with it. And do have a look at it and have a go at using it to read articles and make notes, because you might find it makes a real difference to your studying. And as we said, it's really straightforward to use and access. So that's us for today. If you've got any comments, if you want us to talk about TextAid in a little bit more detail or other technology, by all means, let us know. And if you want to see us one-to-one in an appointment, remember that you can book through the UWS student app, or you can go onto our website and book. So good to see you all again. Anyone, if you've got any comments, email us at skills@uws.ac.uk. Thanks for listening.